This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am out of the studio, but I am pondering a thought. How much more has to happen before God acts? With the last 2 weeks of impeachment hearings, it seems as though our political turmoil is front and center again. Our current state of affairs caused me to turn to the book of Habakkuk, the prophet who felt he too was living in a day of political despair. It was this turmoil and the fact that Habakkuk thought his prayers weren't being answered that caused him to engage in a pretty dramatic dialogue with God. The book opens with Habakkuk's complaint. He says, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear? Why do you idly sit by and watch wrong?" He believes that God's inactivity has caused the injustices of that day to become even worse. God listens to Habakkuk and then responds. First, God inspires him with the idea that he has already begun to answer his prayers. He tells him, "For I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told." Sometimes when we feel hopeless, we can wonder just how much more has to happen before God takes action. Let us be inspired to hold on to the same words God gave Habakkuk, "For I am already doing a work in your days." And as you do so, remember these words too, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." Habakkuk 2:3. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, hold on.